Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It is written, we don't have to try to communicate with the devil, but we simply have to give him God's word. And let me tell you, folks, God's word is under attack. It is under attack. You know, our society does everything it can not to displease anyone else but God. Whenever we try to stand on God's word, watch out. The fight is on. I was on in a conversation talking to somebody, and then the conversation went totally left, and I tried to bring them back on God's word, and boy, I tell you what a fight that was. You'll find out where somebody stands when you talk about Jesus Christ. That's when you'll find out where they stand. And I tell you, boy, it was pretty interesting, but I continually just stand on God's word. So number one, they teach you who the commander is, they teach you about your weapon, and then they teach you about the mission. So we know our commander in chief is Jesus Christ. We know our weapon is the Bible. Now what is our mission? Matthew chapter 28 tells us our mission, where he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things. Think about it. If you're a soldier, you done did all this training, you're in boot camp, but you never go nowhere. That does you no good. You got all this training. Who are you going to fight? Amongst yourselves? That's basically what's going to happen. So the command is to go. The command is to go. So we have everything that we have there. Now, remember, as we compare a soldier to a physical soldier and a spiritual soldier, we know that they're different. As a spiritual soldier, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. The Bible tells us that in Ephesians chapter 6, 12. We're not fighting amongst each other. We are fighting against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And if you don't know, you watch TV, you look at society today, you better know that you are fighting some bigger stuff. You're not fighting each other. But what happens is, each other, us, we have been deceived into believing wrong things. We have been deceived in calling good evil and evil good. That's what we fight against right there. But we're not fighting against flesh and blood. I want you to know that. And the next thing is, our weapons are not carnal. Like I said, they're mighty. If you look at this scripture here, I want you to take a second to look at this scripture, because I really want you to get this one. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. I want you to get these verses here. This is real good. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. Boy, you got to do this. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You may have a stronghold in your life, but I'm telling you, you get in God's word, it will come down. He will break it down. I mean, you're like, hey, I can't get out of here. But you get into God's word, and you'll find out that you're not fighting physical, but you're fighting those things that you can't even see. And God's word will break it down. And verse 5 is where you need to be here. It says, casting down imagination. You know, our society, even in school, always all these imaginary friend and all this stuff. But look, it says, casting down imaginations. You know, they tell you imagination's good for kids. Watch out. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And look at this, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I don't know about you, but that's tough work. That's partly why I don't watch TV. It's too much work. Because, I mean, it's, oh God, that's wrong.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.